If you've ever flown into the Las Vegas airport, you may have noticed a colorful Cessna airplane hanging from the ceiling over the baggage claim area. Most people think it's just an interesting prop. However, it's actually a world record holder. It's one of our best of 2012 features on this edition of the American Countryside. My friends at 31 are ready for their after Christmas sale, and you won't want to miss out. 31 Gifts is the place you can find totes, thermals, purses, organizers, and so much more. Beginning December 26th, you can get some of your favorite 31 items at up to 75% off. Shop the outlet sale at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Plan to shop early to get the best selection at up to 75% off. The outlet sale is only on from December 26th through the 28th. The best deals of the season at my31bag.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
On December 4th, 1958, Bob Timm and John Cook took off in a Cessna from Las Vegas' McCarran International Airport. They didn't land for over 64 days.
The plane interior, for those who haven't flown in one, is about the size of a Volkswagen Bug. It is not a big space. These guys couldn't walk when they landed. Their legs just wouldn't hold them. But they did it. They broke the record. The record is still held by this airplane.
That record is the world endurance record for a manned airplane flight. Mark Hall Patton says they had a unique way to refuel the plane.
And that they did by coming down and paralleling a truck on a desert road. They would block off this road for 2.5 miles because it took that far to refuel it. They had a belly tank on it, and it took 95 gallons of fuel.
With the plane flying directly above the truck, they would refuel over that 2.5 mile stretch of desert road.
And they would have to have two guys in the cab of the truck, one steering and one turned around with his head on the dashboard, controlling the gas pedal, so that as the plane took on fuel, they could slow down the truck to keep with it.
Patton is the Cook County Museum's administrator. He gets asked the same question quite often.
How do you go to the bathroom in a Cessna 172? Anybody who's been in one knows there's no lavatory facilities. Well, what they had was a little folding camp stool that you put a plastic bag underneath, and you did your duty.
The plane hangs above the baggage carousels at the Las Vegas airport and is a part of the Cook County Museum system. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.